Safeway offers grocery delivery. Use promo code ENJOY to receive $15 off plus free delivery on your first order. You can order everything from fresh produce to baked bread to milk and eggs. All your weekly grocery shopping needs, even your pet food. It's easy, and with 1-hour delivery windows, you get your groceries when it's most convenient for you. Just go to Safeway.com, click on the grocery delivery tab, or download the Safeway grocery delivery app and use promo code ENJOY at online checkout to receive $15 off plus free delivery on your first order. Safeway, it's just better.
At the Home Depot, you always get better carpet at a better price. Plus, right now, you can get special financing, so you get the beautiful new carpet you want today. You get lifetime stain and installation warranties, and a guaranteed low price on the carpet, the pad, and installation. So bottom line, you won't find a better bottom line anywhere else with better carpet at a better price. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Michelle Mache. Welcome to Awakenings. That was a bit of Marco May, River of Life. Of course, she's been on the program. And amazing singer, songwriter, composer, and of course, we are in that River of Life. And welcome our guests. We've got today our guest co-host, Paulo Dioro. Hello, Paulo.
Aloha, Michelle.
Aloha. I thought that fitting for the our mini conversation before going on air about ancient memories coming back, and I was thinking, oh, the River of Life, aren't we in that, you know? We really are in that full stream, aren't we?
We are, and we're in a multidimensional river of many streams.
Yeah, many streams, I like that, yes, yes. We've got to qualify that, absolutely. Boy, isn't that the truth. If you're, let's just let everyone know, if you're listening as a guest, that's great. We love, you know, you don't have to register or sign in even. A lot of times I'll listen to shows just anonymously, myself as a guest. But if you would like to interact in the chat room, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, you do need to sign in or register, and what you need to do for that is just, what do you need to do? Somehow scroll down to the bottom where it says sign in or register, and you just need your name and email. Usually, I believe, when you click on the current show that we're doing, there will be at the bottom, towards the bottom, a way to sign in. You did it recently, Paulo. How was it? It can be a little confusing, right?
It's a little confusing, but if you do go into the show, then you will find that.
you'll find how to do it. Yeah, I get quite a lot of emails back sometimes, and I'm not sure because I log in a different way. So, but if you get, ask somebody in the chat or call in, and we'll tell you how to do it. So the call-in number for questions, comments, sharing, feedback is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And I also wanted to bring, and also press 1 on the keypad. Let's us know that you have a question or a comment. As you know, at the beginning of the program, we do readings. We talk a bit about what's going on, give some updates on the awakening path and process, how the shift is going, what's coming up, and also questions or comments that people have emailed. And if you do have questions or comments that you would like to email, the best email address is awakenings@selfinlight.com. Okay, and awakenings@selfinlight.com. And that's comments, email. Now, what I do request, though, if it's an email question that you want read on air, it needs to be something that's obviously relative, important to you, but also to others. If it's really exact, like I've been dating this guy for 5 years and he hasn't asked me to get married, what do you think? Those you really need to call in for. If it's a work or career question or even a relationship question, we can answer generally, to you. It will be responsive to you, but it will have more of a collective or universal appeal as to what is the collective shift or influence on your personal path right now. But if you do have a personal question or comment, you can also hopefully be here for the program and, ask in the chat or, again, the phone, 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad, and that lets us know that you have a question or a comment. Yeah, so we have a couple things that we want to get to question-wise, and then we're definitely getting on the phone lines. Paulo, in your area, your neck of the woods, so to speak, what are you seeing right now in the, right where we are in the path of awakening right now?
Oh, well, what I'm seeing is that we are now in a place of learning to receive information. How do we acclimate ourselves, align ourselves to this information that's being given to us? It's almost like I feel, and I know others have been feeling this, is that we are been feeling this massive energy coming toward us. And this is what the planet feels like to me. It's like it's surrounded by this force of energy. We can become the vessel for this energy. And it's important that we need to know that we can only receive as much as we are able to respond, to be responsible as a being. Navajo elder told me that you are responsible. You respond as you are able. It is the same thing with these informational periods that we are going through. You're going to receive information. This may affect you in your lifestyle, in your dreams, in your sleeping, in your waking, in your use of energy in general. So just allow that knowledge to know that this is a time of reception, a time to receive, and a time to act upon what you receive. It's all a kind of a multidimensional thing going on here. So in what I feel in the earth is being surrounded by, and almost encapsulated, almost if you have the vision of a person, a little child, blowing up bubbles with their little bubble, bubble thing. Yeah, and then it starts, and it becomes this bubble, and then you see it kind of going in and out before it becomes a bubble and breaks off. That's how I feel we're in that kind of stage. We're in this expansion and contraction, and this might reflect on people's personal lives. So it's important to kind of hold that space, honor that space of its contraction, and honor that space of its expansion.
Mm-hmm. Really good point, Paulo, because, we have our own individual cycle within the collective, and you're right, you may be, at a completion or a contracting. And I think that's really important right now for people. There's a lot of not just new beginnings, really. We're in so much in a completion phase, a winding out phase. What is completing? What is over? Not just clearing out, but literally completing. And then some may be in more of an activation or, an outer activation phase. And I think sometimes, it's normal to look around on the path and see maybe what others are doing and wondering why you're not at the same place or, how to get at the same place. So perhaps a big part of the shift right now is knowing, like what you're saying, where you're at.
Where you're at and not judging where you're at. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, Earth Tuner is putting the more energy and light we add to the grid, the more time compresses. Yes, Earth Tuner. And if we may also inject here is that for everyone to remember, and I think I've talked about this before on the program, is that the gateways, the portals of light, are staying open longer now. So that means we are receiving more light. And what is light? Information. It's light is love. It's information. It's insight. It's the juice. It's the life force animating
right.
energy. So we're having to acclimate. I mean, years ago, the gateways would come every few years. You could clock them by certain, even astrological aspects, and it was yearly. Then it was twice a year. Now, November, December, May, June. And now, which means we are handling more light. We're receiving more light. And that can do different things to different people. It just depends on where you are in your path. And process, And I would say, I call it the energies of the new emerging consciousness. These energies are very high frequency. They're very expanded. They require us to take in or receive a lot. And they also put us.
Expand.
What were you saying, Paulo?
It requires us to expand. In our own ways.
Yes.
Let go of ideas because allowing new information to come in, we have to empty of old information. And a lot of that is being, some of us, it's coming out with a yogic breath, the prana of life. And others, it gets expunged like a volcano. So it depends on the energy and the amount of energy one needs to allow. It's just if you think of we're an organism, we're constantly growing and we're constantly expunging life in that circle of life.
Mm-hmm. And one thing too, Paulo, you touched on this with the responsibility. Many you may feel, and I know at times I've been feeling this, like you're in a vice, that you're stuck in your circumstances or around certain people. And that vice is part of being in a certain structure that is changing, could say dissipating or even expanding, as Paulo was saying, but that light coming in. Right now we're really being held in a place and being asked on a soul level to remain until the natural dissolving or doorway happens, which will be by some kind of synchronistic event or events, in your life. But we are responsible. We do come in with a soul group, a soul tribe, whether that's seemingly biological family or not, certain circumstances. And right now you don't really want to run from something. I've seen people move right now, and they've got the same issues, everything happening from what they moved from. It's only going to complicate more. One thing that's been helping me is I'm looking and seeing so much of the people around me that I love, this show that I love, are connecting, that support. that you don't, this is not the time to isolate or try to do things on your own or only do things as a couple or only do things as a small group, you know, or, you know, to lead. It's a really the time to come together and share, whether it's virtually or in, you know, person or combination of. It's not, you know, we're not to be running. You know, the way, there will be a way that gives way to the new way, to the expansion, where you'll feel that sense of relief and understanding. But the gifts, the lessons that are coming by staying put and honoring each other's path and our own path, you know, not trying to change anyone, but really being present to what's happening and receiving what is going on. And that requires sometimes not doing what the constructed ego would like to do, which it doesn't like discomfort, so it sometimes will run away or run to something or run from something, however that, you know, whether it's substances, food, moving, changing jobs. I just had somebody do that last week, and, well, they did it like 6 months ago, and now they're saying that the job change is exactly everything that they were wanting to not have, not go on anymore, is happening, and it's even worse with the change. But because when we're changing, right, Paul, it seems like we're doing something. You know, I'm looking for a house. I'm looking for an apartment. I'm moving. I'm getting a new job. I'm going here. I'm in a new relationship. It sounds like something's really happening, right?
Well, I think it's our... The ego really gets in there and says, yes, I'm really doing something with my life. I'm really orchestrating it. I'm really handling my life. I'm a survivor. I'm really going here. And if you exhale and a chest exhale this, you'll just see it's your machinations of what energies are you really adding to and building to that's creating this dynamic impulse of movement. A lot of it's from the ego, a lot of it's from fear, and a lot of it's from that unknown. And if we're going to basically jump into those categories as a reaction to the unknown, then we're going to keep, you know, running around this karmic wheel like a karmic hamster. Well, that's great, you know. I appreciate those that do that, because then I don't have to do that as much. So I believe everybody is holding a space here, you know. But I just think that we ought to really exhale.
And I think what it does, at least what it does for me, is because when I feel like I want to do that and I've gotten information from my higher self or my guide saying don't do that, it gives me a confirmation. It validates when I'm in the, you know, when I'm in the pits, when I'm going through whatever I'm going through, I'll just journal about it and I'll daydream, and then I'll go, okay, wow, Michelle, you made it another day. You made it through that intensification of light. You made it through that last initiation, you know, whether I skated
You moved the energy from your head into moving it into something that's tangible on the planet outside your body. You wrote about it. You sang about it. You moved into whatever you did, you transferred. Mm-hmm. You were that grid, that kind of vessel for moving the energy through.
Yes.
Realize that that's a big part of it. Move the energy through.
I love that, Paula, what you're saying, because we are etheric beings. So in doing that, you are releasing the energy. It's never been necessary, but even more so now, you don't have to act everything out. You don't have to act out every whim from the ego personality, and that's where the wisdom comes in, right? The love light, that's where the light brings us wisdom.
Right.
You don't have to act on every impulse.
But actually bringing it into the earth plane outside of yourself is really grounding a spiritual rite. That is ritual.
Yeah.
And life used to be ritual. Everything we did, we ate was ritual, we sang together was ritual, we walked in the forest was ritual, it was all ritual, and I believe it's all coming back to that. So realize the information that's coming is now to be through us. It comes out through our art, through our creativity, through our being together, sharing our love together, sharing our wisdom together, but bring it through, bring it down to the earth. bring it out of you.
Mm-hmm. And I would say having your own personal rituals. I know that I do. There's certain types of meditations I do, certain types of reading, certain places I'll go to make certain parts of my path more, not just sacred and holy, bringing wholeness, but understandable to myself. And I think that's really important, that in connecting to your spiritual principles, your spiritual tools. That's one thing I see a lot of people not doing. If you can revert to the spiritual connection, the spiritual core, it can really alleviate a lot of the tension and stress that's happening from this intensification of energy. I want to go back to something because someone was asking in the chat about are we evolving? And I want to share on air what I shared in the chat room is that we are evolving, yes. You know, we are the process and the path of evolution. We're both. We're doing it and it's doing to us in a sense. But part of what we are as these sentient beings, these human divine beings, we are reflecting consciousness. So we're the reflecting part of consciousness, reflecting back on itself and expressing. So through experience and expression, so we are that the mountains, the hills, you know, the planetary, not only forces, but form. But we're the aspect that reflects back consciously, you know, it shares what's going on, analyzes it, talks about it, which if we do too much, obviously that gets us in trouble. But we do have that reflecting. That's a big part of our nature. And in the reflecting, we can usher in or be receptive and help usher in new levels of consciousness and awareness. And we do that through vibration, first and foremost. It's a vibratory shifting and awareness. And then through thought form, images, and actions. In the world. So, but we are that. We are that consciousness. And in essence, even when I'm saying the gateways, the portals of light are staying open, it's more of us that is staying open. We're receiving more of us, if you will. So, should we get to some of the call? Yeah. Let's see who is. Hello, 917-692. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. This is Marley.
Marley?
Hello? Yes, hi. How are you? Hi.
Great. Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
How are you feeling, Michelle?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Oh, you emailed me, right? Didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I think. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm getting better and better. I'm getting better. I appreciate that. I've got some great people I'm working with, and I think it's at the Fine Institute or something. So thank you for inquiring and for your wonderful email.
And hello to Paulo, too. You have a great voice, Paulo.
Oh, thank you.
You know, Dan, did you have, Marley, a question or a comment?
I did. I wanted to ask about a little guidance regarding my path in terms of career and money.
Okay.
Your what before career and money?
Guidance.
Guidance before career and money. Yes. Are those two for you both in the same category?
that's a good question. Not right now, but
I hope eventually.
Yeah.
In other words, are you living your passion? Are you creating your passion here for you?
I'm trying. I'm working on that. And,
okay.
So.
By working on it, are you doing it? Are you, even if it's a microfiber movement, you're really got to start bringing that. I see that you've got to start doing it, not try to do it. You've got to do it, whatever it is. I see there's some thought forms around you that prevent you because you're already not in the moment with it. You put it into a category of something of the past. And when you put it, like Michelle is stating this, you put things, in a certain degree into another place inside you, then you have these informational energy that you're dealing with. You're thinking, oh, maybe this is not what I should be doing. It wasn't what I was doing before. You're judging it. You're seeing a ratio into it. Does it make sense?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Okay. So I think you need to allow that to go, let that go, and see your new expression as what it is, a new expression of you. Because I think you've come through, you've come out of a big tunnel of a lot of confusion, and I see that you're going into a lot of clarity. And every step and every movement you do, you've got to go and kind of pat yourself and go, yeah, that's great. I just did another step. As Michelle had stated earlier, yes, she got through that one final gate of light when she was in the moment of inquisition or question. So it's for you. You need to stay strong and appreciate your movement and join that passion together, and everything will join up.
Okay, great. That's really, really helpful. Because right now I just spent 3 weeks of a lot of uncertainty regarding money, which made it very difficult for me to write.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
Marla, you bring up a really good point, and I don't mean a testing from a punishment point of view, but a testing as in from the true source of the word temperance, a balancing point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the shift is taking place and it's intensifying, my guides have been saying we've moved into the rude awakening. That's where we need to have, you know, you're going to see a lot of marching and protests, things that are very jarring and disruptive, because that is what is needed, you know, on a certain level. Not everybody will have that role to play out. But as certain structures are diminishing and concepts diminishing, it may affect us individually. So try to look beyond the surface. So if money seems to be a challenge or tight or not as much there, look around and see what is there, and look at your own resources, your writing, your gifts, your awareness, your understanding. Connect with others virtually and in person in a way that you're sharing those gifts, and begin to see those gifts, they're also a source of energy, they're currency.
Mm-hmm.
So money is not the only currency, but there will be individual challenges with that, you know, as this paradigm shift is taking place. So it doesn't mean you're on the wrong path, it just also means to have patience. And that the currency that you need is coming in and will continue to come in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's really, really helpful. And I feel a lot more grounded just from hearing you both talk about it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in and sharing.
Mahalo. That's how they say on the island. Thank you.
Mahalo, Paolo. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, I like what Drummer Magic put in the chat. Information is better than money. Yeah. It can get you some money, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just never liked the currency of America versus the currency of other countries. When I was in Brazil, you held up their money, and there was like a two-sided. You saw the sun, and you saw a butterfly in the middle of the sun. I mean, it was magical what they can do with their currency. And then I'd go back and see George Washington or something. Okay, it's a different type of beauty in the eye of the beholder, but okay. Oh, boy.
You know, I found in my shift with what I'm watching on television, and I kind of scaled back in that, I started watching this RT. It's also on YouTube, RT.com. I've seen some wonderful, wonderful programs, and I think the book is called 5,000 Years of Debt, 5,000 Years of the Economy, something like that. I can't remember, but apparently the idea of coins and paper money is very, very late on the chain. Is what would happen is more of a credit system or credit card system where people would, and not even exchanging like five apples for five pies or two goats for two pies, not even that. People would just share, apparently, And when they needed something, you know, they'd go to the market, they'd get what they need, and then the person that had the market would go to them and get what they needed. And so it was this wonderful relaying of sharing, you know, whether it's information or actual goods. And then when it got too much, when too much was owed, it was just everyone started back at zero. So I like that.
I like that, but, you know, I think of the person on Prozac and her, them going to the market, and I'm going to the market, and it's a different reality nowadays.
Well, that's why you resonance with this new paradigm, you find those without, you know, obviously without alienating others, but you find, you know, your connecting point and where you fit in. Oh, and another caller, 914-772. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hi. What's your first name?
Allison. Hi, Michelle. Mahalo, Paolo. And hello, Awakening Kimberly.
Aloha, Allison.
Hi.
Aloha. Hi. So how are you doing today?
I am doing very well. It's a beautiful day in Massachusetts. And I thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I don't know if you can hear me. My reception isn't so good.
Yeah, just a little bit louder, but yeah. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I recently moved from the city to pretty much be like in the woods, to be in more nature, and to work on my soul work, which I believe is the astrology and healing work. And I was wondering how you see my winter going, and any developments with that.
Now, it's interesting you said how see the winter going. I feel the travel or a move. Were you going to say that, Paul, some warmth around you?
Yeah, I feel that there's definitely, she's still in movement. Yeah.
Yeah, are you thinking about moving or traveling?
I was not, no.
Okay.
Okay, not yet.
Well,
okay.
Maybe the ancients have brought you to the place where you are. I believe it's going to be a very interesting time for you this winter. I think the winter is the time to, you know, it's the time you're hibernating, you're going within, you're going to consider it a new journey, a new level of receiving information as we've been talking about. But you're going into the ancient ones with you. It's time for you to activate on your ancient knowledge, and this is why the move, and this is why the whole transformational energy around you. It's time to go in specifically to the matriarchal energy of your family, wants to connect with you, and you need to be in Mother Earth, and you need to be in the groves and in the valleys and in with her, and sit with her, and drum with her, and scream with her, and sing with her, and be with her. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful kind of like being pregnant and then having birth as the coming of the spring. And you'll be, you won't even be identifying yourself as who you are now.
Mm-hmm. I feel down the road now, I feel like it could be, January to February, something like that, there seems to be a turning point around you with your work. I see you branching out more, and I do feel that, particularly the area around Florida, I feel like you're either going to do some kind of conference or workshop. I don't know, it could even be one of those cruises or something. But I do see some movement with what you're doing, some travel. I could be wrong, I definitely keep seeing beach environment, but I feel like East Coast. But there does seem to be some places where you're going to regularly rotate and do some classes, some workshops. One of them may come through something that you have to pay for, I feel.
Right. I've seen that.
But what I'm hearing, do you know what that is already?
No, but that's what I would think it would be. I think it'd be education at this point. But, yeah, no.
Okay. But what I'm hearing to tell you from your guides is it's worth it to go ahead and pay for it.
Mm.
Yes, that's right. Just because that's going to lead you further into your solidifying or stabilizing your direction. And I do feel at some point you're going to be working more with a group of people. So it could be 3, 4, 5 individuals that are having some kind of workshop or conference, or you'll see them at these events or workshops, getting to know each other, and then, oh, we should do this, or I'm doing this, would you want to join me, or do you want to do something together? So right now, if you feel like, oh, it's a little lost or limbo, I want to say etherically, you know, on the inner plane, it is what I like to say filling up. The things are coming together. It's more at the turn of the new year, you know, for us on a mainstream level. I use actually the Celtic of October. You know, so you've made some decisions there. But I really feel it's January, February on that's when you're really going to see the turning point for you.
Yeah,
okay.
I believe that's going to be the winter of the energy I was saying that she's going to connect with.
Ah, there you go. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't even hear, Paul. There we go. Because I was putting something in the chat. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
I was wondering.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I ask just a quick question, just clarifying with the first thing that you said about moving? Because actually, I mean, today I'm moving to like a warmer building. I wonder if that's it's going to actually
be heated. And I said warm.
So I'm wondering if that is.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's it. Well, because I said warm. See, when I just start aligning to the energy, I get whatever's there. So that's it. Warmth, that's what they were saying, moving to warmer.
Yeah.
Some warmth. Oh, I love it, I love it. The guides, you know, spirit is quite literal. Unless you ask, that's why they would say the question opens the channel, because, you know, someone says, am I moving? Yes, you're moving, and you're going to a place that's warmer. We may say, oh, that must be Bali. I don't know. That's, you know, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to a warmer apartment. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you just asked about warmth, you know.
Oh.
I've seen something about that. What is it with crocheted or knitted items?
Huh.
What is the relationship there for you?
Crocheted or knitted items.
Shawls, wearing knitted items. I don't know what it is. Is there someone in your family that...
Well, that might be me. I love shawls and knitted items.
I mean, they're beautiful.
I'm thinking about crocheting or knitting.
Wow.
But I'm using that as a metaphor that this time... Think of yourself as one of your spirits around you is a spider. So one of your spirits is that center of the web, and you are moving into the center of the web, and then you'll be eventually branching out on your web when there's vibration, you know, like a spider does. Until they know there's something on their grid, they huddle in the center. So you're in your center now. And then as things will progress, you'll see where they vibrate. Spider womb.
I like that.
I like that
I
too.
Like that. Spider energy.
Yeah.
That's a powerful energy to connect with, you know.
Thank you.
All right, Allison. You're so welcome.
Oh,
great to connect with you. Nice to hear your voice.
Right. You're such a delight. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm.
Bye
now.
Bye. Oh, wonderful. It's wonderful to connect with people. If you have a question or you would like a reading or you want to share what you have been seeing, sensing, feeling on the path, the number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And just make sure you press 1 on the keypad and that... lets us know that you have a question or a comment. We had a question in the chat I wanted to go back to. Let's see if I can scroll back here. Oh, on time. I think one thing to remember that the concept of time has happened in, you know, all civilizations, all societies, and we've kind of picked and chose the ones that we are more perhaps aligned to, or as the masses, or as the societal or governing forces. So a lot of times people get caught up in the time of things, and I know for me as a psychic channel, the medium, we have guides always say timing, sort of right timing or divine right timing, because things really happen through synchronistic event, even though we put a time to it. And you're probably finding in the shift that as we are shifting more, as our vibrational frequency is rising and expanding to include more, and Paula, you touched on this earlier with talking about our multi-dimensional reality and expression that we are, is that there is less of the past, present, and future. There is, we still will have the linear time. If you look at it astrologically, that's the Saturn energy. That's our Saturnian or Earth energy. But as we're having more of the Uranian energy, the energies from Uranus, that is about unexpected events, or seemingly, you know, to us on a human level. So you will see time expanding, slowing down, speeding up, whatever's needed and necessary to facilitate the overall pattern and where you are in that. So it's right now I'm finding, you know, things could be 2 months, 3 months, give or take on either side when something is to happen. But I have seen whole events not happen because of a shift in consciousness, or happen because of a shift in consciousness. I call it the mitigating consciousness. We've got to remember that as we're shifting, as we're becoming more conscious, more awake, more aware, more light, love, wisdom, is that light impulse is more on the planet, it does cause things to have a different timing or time effect, you know? Yeah, or time reaction. Yes. Right. I had an interesting experience once years ago. I've had it happen a few times. The first time it happened, I was really just floored. And I was living in, I was doing my healing work and the work that I'm doing now, and but I was also doing some commercials and modeling. And I had taken an audition, a meeting, an interview, and I had gotten out of session late, and I knew the time that I was going. And in fact, I had some friends say, "Oh, you're going to run into traffic." Well, I really didn't. But coming back, and I did it in between appointments, so I had some sessions, you know, lined up, and I thought I gave myself enough time. The freeway where it was merging began, well, before I even noticed it, began slowing down in the bottleneck where you get on the on-ramp. And it was really interesting. I had been chanting, and I literally felt myself moving quickly through the cars. I don't even want to say quickly. It was almost like a time, no time. It was more fluid, that's a better way to put it. And I thought, oh, gosh, you know, this is going great. And then I had turned on the radio, and they were talking about traffic, and they were talking about, I don't know, various news things. And I got stuck in the traffic. Things started slowing down. So I did a little experiment, because I noticed that. I thought, why wasn't I being affected by this before? And I was so aligned in my consciousness. And also, obviously, I was meant to make that appointment. Something was aligned in a time-space way, or beyond time-space, I suppose, actually. And what I did 3-4 times is I turned on the radio, and I noticed that I got stuck in traffic and things slowed down. When I turned off the radio and went back to my chanting and didn't focus on the cars and what was happening around me, I moved through the traffic and what we would say more quickly and fluidly. So I did that a few times, and then I realized, okay, stop playing around. You need to get back, you know, to your healing office. So I turned back my chanting music, and I just tuned everything out and just saw myself where I was going. A 30 to 35 minute on a regular day drive, the way the traffic was, I would have been at least 45 minutes, you know, maybe 50 minutes. I got back to my location. I almost couldn't believe it, 15 minutes. And so I had 10, 15 minutes to spare because I had given myself this time. So why I'm sharing that is it's, you know, a lot of what's happening on a mainstream level or mainstream consciousness affects us, and we also affect. And I'm not saying this can happen all the time, but very often when your vibrational frequency expands to a certain level or hits a certain note or keynote, that will alter your experience and expression of what's happening. So long little scenario, though, about time. Yeah, but that was pretty, putting it amazing. And I've said seeing things like that, you know, manifesting something physically that's needed, drawing something in. And I find what really helps is to notice what your source is. It's not the people or the situation that's around, but connecting into source energies, you know. Which, as you said earlier, Paula, that's part of the ancient wisdom, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. If you can imagine that we are in a place, and say we're a ancient shard of a piece of ceramic, a shard, and we're constantly looking for the rest of our vessel, and in a sense, so we're all kind of out there looking, where do we fit as in the puzzle? Where does this vibrate? How does this synchronize? All of these things are going on. It's really, to me, many levels, but the ancients, basically, we come together and become our ancient vessel again. And that's what I consider this whole experience of being on this planet, is we're just this ancient vessel, and we're now resonating and moving towards what we already know and what we've already have been. And it's interesting because I think on that, if you put the timeline on that and you really go into the ancient, looking for that ancient energy inside of you, time doesn't have a clue. it really doesn't matter when you're really working on that level, because time, according to the ancients, time wasn't really in existence as something that they were ruled by. Time is what they ruled. Okay?
Yeah.
I much rather appreciate that.
Well, that's it. I think, you know, people need to expand their awareness of the concept of time, or any beliefs for that matter, any philosophies and any beliefs, really, to study and to at least familiarize yourself with it so that you can find the place that's right for you in your path. You can expand. I don't think anyone perhaps has the total answer. We're all pieces of the question and the answer. I love that. We've got, let's see, our guest today coming on air, and which fits right in with our topic, of course. So just to let everyone know, we have with us today Todd Stockwell, and he teaches us how to be truly connected so we may succeed in this changing world. He's known by many as one of the foremost experts on the evolution on human consciousness and the shift that's happening right now on the planet. Todd is also an artist, an award-winning author, songwriter, and an inventor, leader. You can find out more information on him beyond 1111.com and genesispowerssystem.com. Welcome to the program, Todd.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great. Can you, and just to speak up a little bit into your phone or the mic, that'd be great.
Okay. Is that better?
Oh, perfect. Oh, yes, because we want to hear all that you have to say.
Excellent.
So how has, we kind of just dive in here a little bit, of your understanding of the shift in consciousness that's taking place. If we can start there, and also is where is your awakening, when your awakening happened, how that fits into where you are now.
Okay. Well, let's see. Which would you prefer me start with?
It's up to you.
Okay. Well, you know, the new paradigm, you know, is the shifts that are taking place are all about us changing, you know, basically everything's changing. We're transitioning to a new reality instead of a linear consciousness, which, you know, we've been trained into, because we've been trained to think things are a certain way, you know, in this reality, in this, on this planet, in this consciousness. And so it's releasing that and realizing that multidimensionality is simpler and more effective, you know, for whatever we're here to create. You know, so basically we're all here as creators, and it's about honoring each individual, what each individual is here to create, as opposed to, you know, a blanket statement that everyone should be shooting for this or shooting for that. You know what I'm saying?
And talk a bit about, if you would, I like what you said. Well, your awakening, how did your awakening happen and you get on the path of sharing, you know, working on yourself as well as sharing your insights and what you know? How did that come about for you, Todd?
Well, you know, I guess if I would, you know, go down a timeline, there were quite a few awakenings, you know. I guess I started very early, you know, with some things happening as a child, like falling off of a bunk bed and it kind of awakening things for me, where that I was sensing things, you know, early, at a very early age, telepathic kind of things, you know. And so so, you know, then it was just basically dealing with that and letting go of, I guess, is the key, you know. Guess
that's the point. Isn't that always true?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
It is that letting go. That's, I like what you said earlier as well, is that the training, that we've really been conditioned or trained. I think that's so important for people to really get that, you know, receive that information and really bring it in. Because if we acknowledge the training, then we can untrain. You know, it allows for the reality that this doesn't have to be so, or it can be altered or changed. You know, and so many take, a lot of times I think, what has been passed on or written or in the societal or mainstream consciousness as in stone, that it is what it is. But
exactly.
You bring up an excellent point that it's conditioned.
Yes, and the other thing is that when, you know, when a book is brought through, you know, it goes through filters, you know, it's been filtered.
Yeah,
so many
absolutely.
Times by the time it gets to us, you know, how much of it is, you know, truly connective, you know. That's why, you know, in this new paradigm, you know, the key is to help each individual get to their core, because, you know, at our core, we hold everything. The entire universe is within us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's at our core, you know. So everything else is just media, you know. The term media really means that you're fragmented, you know. So if you go by the actual word of media, you know, our first media was when we were children with our parents, you know. And that's why a lot of people have to work through so many things with their parents, you know, or parent issues, you know. But the key is that, you know, there's an energy behind everything. And if we release the energy, then we don't have to, you know, go through the suffering of you know, like trying to figure it out and all that kind of thing. We don't need to re-traumatize ourselves. You know, a lot of you know, ways that there are of growth, you know, go through this trauma situation, and we don't really need that. We just need to create a peaceful space where that our bodies are on board and know that, you know, this feels good to let go of this stuff and to be connected. And then we can get our own information.
Oh, absolutely. I just put that in the chat, actually. You moved beyond the constructed ego to get to what is really of resonance or alignment. I love what you've brought up, too, about the media or medium, because it's, you said, you touched on it earlier where you said our filters, because media, or just like being a medium, you know, a channeler, spiritual medium, it means a channel, which then obviously there's going to be filters, and within that media or medium or channel, a certain resonance. So I think it's so important for people to realize what the information they're getting, whether it's a book, a show, a person, you're right, it's going through their channels, their life experience. They're, you know, essentially channeling it, you know, and how to, right, perhaps pick up the truth or what resonates, but not get stuck in thinking that what is, even if it's out there in a mainstream way, doesn't mean that it is life-enhancing, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? You've got to go by your gut, you know, or your heart, really. Mm-hmm. It's in your heart, and, you know, if you can focus on, you know, that space in your heart while you're reading, you know, if you're reading something and something doesn't, you know, doesn't resonate, you know that that's, you know, that's just a small part of that, you know, so let that part go. I think that's huge, you know, our boundaries, you know, is really how it goes, you know, in energy. You know, I tell everybody, you know, if I'm saying something and it doesn't feel right to you, then that's fine, because words are tiny, you know. It's the energy behind it that's key, and so especially with the new paradigm, you know, we can transform so many, you know, so much, you know, within this consciousness by awakening, you know, just a few. So.
Mm-hmm. And Todd, how does one move into that place where they're trusting the heart or what they know, you know, actually beyond words, more in that beyond emotionalism, beyond words? How can one let go to find that truth or get to that truth for that individual or that situation?
Well, you know, it's so different for everybody, because depending on what their experience has been, you know, we need to make peace with our experience. You know, we chose our experience, and you know, the ultimate experience is to feel everything. Most people are afraid to feel, you know, any even a little bit, because they think it's going to hurt.
So you're saying it's the thinking that it's going to hurt is what perhaps causes the, you know, not so life enhancing response or reaction?
Yeah, because we've been programmed in a pain oriented reality where pain isn't real. I mean, the truth of it is that when we're able to release and actually feel things, they don't really hurt. We can feel everything, and then we're in complete awareness.
And would you explain that a little bit more? What do you mean? Then we're in complete awareness.
Well, then we're receiving the download, you know. Then we're, you know, we're connected, and so we know what our truth is, and we don't have to, you know, seek outward, you know, to find the truth. So. And then we're able to reach, you know, the multitude of individuals that we're here to reach. you know, energetically to awaken the consciousness and get the consciousness enlightened, you know, takes many of us to be beyond enlightenment. And that's, you know, that's what my work is all about, is to help those individuals who feel that they're ready to, you know, to go, you know, into that space and awaken, you know, the masses. So.
And how does one, in your estimation, whether through your own personal experience with yourself and your own path and what you see working with the people that you work with, what can assist people in awakening to their purpose to help assist in this transition?
Well, it's about your core, you know, being aware that you hold the universe within you, because that which is micro is also macro. So a lot of the training that I do is all about helping the body and the brain to realize that, you know, just that you're connected, you know, you're connected to God, you're a part of God, you are God, you know, and so, so as we get deeper and deeper, you know, you can find many people get uncomfortable when you say things like that, you know, because they've been programmed to believe a certain way, you know, so it's key that we, you know, we break down those media, you know, that media that tells us that we're not good enough, that we're not this, we're something else, that we know inside we're not. So the key is to focus on your core, which is at the flame. It's a flame at the base of the heart chakra, and expand it out, you know, let it expand and let yourself feel, you know, sometimes it's for the first time, truly, you know, for a lot of individuals, you know, but many people need some help, you know, and that's why, you know, that's why I'm here doing the work, you know, to help out. So
part of your path. Well, I like what you said. Everyone is here to, you know, help and assist. But I mean, the lot of the wave of the, I call them the reluctant light workers, whether you want to call indigos, crystallines, star seeds, there has been a reluctance to move forward into assisting others, or they're in, I would say, even in a way, rightful place, whether lack of self-esteem, judgment, or just not being as connected to the constructed ego, you know, not wanting to be kind of in the forefront in their life. What can help someone that feels like, let's say, they want to help, they want to move forward, but yet they're feeling like they can't?
Yeah, well, if they're, you know, aware enough to, you know, to have that awareness that they know that they're meant to do something, you know, because a lot of people, they're doing the work, you know, on a certain level, but they're not aware of the work, you know, because they can be doing other things, and because we're multidimensional, we're able to do the work in different ways of service, you know. It's going to look different for everybody, so that's where, you know, just knowing, wow, I'm not going to let anything stop me from doing this is a key, you know, telling the universe, you know, I know who I am, and I'm gonna do this, you know, and then it's going to show, you know, and they can always ask for help too, you know, so,
I think that's key too.
Yeah, that's another thing about the sensitives, you know. A lot of times we think we have to take it all on ourselves, you know. We've been trained that, you know, Jesus did everything by himself, or, you know, all this kind of thing, and it's just not true, you know. We're all here to work together, you know, to build a oneness. How can you do that as a one? You know, you can't. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it is. That's a great point. That's asking for help. No one does it alone, whatever the it is. And even our, you know, growth or clearing or becoming more clear or healthy or whole, whatever, you know, comes in our path, it is to reach out to get, I think, that help or that support. Now, Todd, I wanted to ask you something. The main site, I put in the chat, but I want to let listeners know and those that will be listening to the archives later, is the best website for you beyond1111.com?
Yes, beyond1111.com.
Okay.
And then if they're a business, you know, that wants training, you know, that kind of training, you know, then they would go to genesispowersystems.com. So that's more like,
okay,
you know, business training. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that you GenesisPowerSystems.com.
Yeah.
And that's more for business and for personal or individual, more beyond1111.com.
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. I like to, a lot of times people listening to like to go, you know, have that multi-experience by going to the site as well as being in the chat, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is good. So what do you feel right now, what is needed next? I guess that would be where we're at right now in the shift. What are you seeing in the people that you're working with and as you look out in the world of changes? Where do you feel we're at and what do you feel we need to do next?
Let go. Let go of your garbage.
Mm.
Just make peace with it. Love it for its experience and let it go.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be the theme, the letting go. That. Well, you know, right? It really, I've been talking a lot about that. Well, you know, and Sindra, you say that, rationally, if we think about it, to receive more light, to receive what we need to do, to become more magnetic, we're all, that's part of the shift, is that receptivity, which does mean to let go. And I love what you said earlier about the program. We've been so conditioned and programmed to be doing, to be moving, coming, going, up and down, this and that and this, you know, that... I'm wondering, Todd, what do you think of this? Is it the space that makes it uncomfortable? Because when you let go or you open to receive, you're allowing some kind of space that may not be filled quite yet on this dimension. Any thought on that?
Well, what happens is that, you know, we come through for the ultimate experience, and the ultimate experience is to bring this higher light transformation to the physical. So most individuals aren't actually in their body most of the time. So the key is that we need to anchor, you know, and our body is stubborn, you know, our brain is stubborn, it's part of the body system, and it wants to believe what other people have told it rather than what our truth is. So really the biggest thing that we're dealing with is to teach the, you know, to retrain our body, because we haven't been in our body, many of us, completely, and to let it access, you know, to get that full access, and then nothing can hold. Then we don't get ill. We don't get, you know, all these things that they're all caused by holds, illnesses, you know.
I love that you say about retraining the vessel or the vehicle, because it's not really training the essence, the spiritual essence, or even the soul. It's not. It's the experience that we're having on this dimension or other, you know, parallel or, you know, dimensions as well for some. It's really about anchoring it on this dimension in this manifested form, this level of manifested form. I find too, in knowing that it's easier to expand or express, because if you have a different point of view, if you think that you're changing you, the true you, you know, that's a huge blow. It's just what's been conditioned or constructed, as you had said earlier, you know?
Yeah. It's a story that we've, you know, been told and we started to believe, you know, that we're less than mm-hmm. what we are, you know. And the funny thing is that what people don't realize is that our physical body is the thing that that it's best to travel with as far as dimensionally. That a lot of people with the astral travel, we don't need to astral travel. We can travel, our body can travel with us. It's not the same density mm-hmm. as our body here, you know, but it doesn't need to be that dense. So we can multi-locate, and that's something mm-hmm. that, you know, many people can't fathom because they're thinking in a linear reality, and really we're not linear beings. So mm-hmm. We need to let go of that linear, you know, thought, and our thoughts of perfection are not what is truly perfect, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, a perfected being is at peace with all parts of themselves. So, and that's what we all are, so.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's what we all are. So somebody I put in the chat, I believe it was Paula, that letting go also can be vulnerable. It's creating vulnerability, as well as holding onto the story. We're releasing the story, releasing the belief systems. Can you speak to a little bit about that, Todd, in your programs, how you're helping others do that, releasing the story or releasing the belief systems, and what is that to you? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, vulnerability is actually power, you know. Mm-hmm. People think backward on that, you know. If you're vulnerable, then you're weak. Mm-hmm. And it's just the opposite. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if I can stand here and, you know, when I'm doing a program, I share anything that I need to in that moment, you know. I don't hold back, you know, to let people know that, you know, it's not about, you know, some illusionary, some perfect being that doesn't have feelings or, you know, that kind of thing, you know. It's showing who we are, you know, on all levels, and so be it, you know. A lot of it is having fun, you know, getting to that joy space.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I'm doing a program. You know, we laugh a lot. So it's not like
so.
A,
I love that
like
way
a,
of putting
let's
it.
Let's try to figure it out. You know, so
yeah. So I love how you're saying that. So in a way, you're saying, if I'm hearing you right, that vulnerability is really letting people see who you are, or just being who you are, but also joy. You're connecting to the joy.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely, because you know that goes along with the ultimate experience. You know, it's joy. Joy is connection. So, mm-hmm. let's enjoy. You know.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I think that might be easier for people to hear and do. Put the qualifying statement there. You know, let go means go to joy. Go to joy. Go ahead. That's okay. You know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're only really letting go to your, you know, yourself anyway, your true self. So I want to let everyone know, our guest, if you've just tuned in, I see some new callers on the line as well. If you've just gotten in the chat, our guest today is Todd Stockwell of Beyond1111.com, also GenesisPowerSystems.com. Call in number if you have a question or a comment that's kind of relative to what we're sharing about. The call-in number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. Lets me know you want to be heard. So if you don't have 1 pressed on the keypad, I won't necessarily know that you have a question or want to get on air. Sometimes I don't pick up because sometimes people say, oh, I'm at work. I'm listening at work. I can't say anything right now. Okay, we have a Skype caller. I'm going to try to pick up because it's coming up as a anonymous number. So if this is you, did you have a question or a comment? Hello, welcome to Awakenings. Okay, let's see. Hello.
Hey, where did we go? Did we all go to
that
Chinese restaurant where we had?
Oh, I like that. Just go to that Chinese. Okay, so 1111. If you have a question or a comment for our guest. Okay. Well, let's see. And 210-287. Did you have a question or a comment? Hello, 210.
I did earlier. Yes. I've seen lately that I've reverted back to some, adolescent behaviors, and I'm wondering if this is just me trying to deal with the energy changes and whatnot.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Whitney.
Hi, Whitney. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you feel you've reverted to some adolescent. Do you want to share what it is? Do you mind sharing what you feel you reverted back to?
I've gone back to school and I'm almost finished, but I've gone out with some younger students and started partying a lot, and I am soon to be a single mother, and I feel I'm being a little irresponsible, and I'm trying to pay attention. It's somewhat amusing, I guess, but any suggestion would be very helpful.
Okay. Do you have that? Well, and then I'll open it to Todd. The one thing that we talked about at the beginning of the program actually on this, that running away or running to something, whether substances or there's a lot of ways that that can happen, creating a lot of chaos, can definitely be a way of dealing. But I think it's also important to move out of judgment on it, you know, and kind of look at the core of what's going on there. Sometimes we need to, it's about retraining or knowing a new way. Todd, do you have any thought on this for Whitney?
Yeah, well, you know, you're reaching to connect, you know, but you're reaching outward to connect. So try to pull yourself back in and connect inwards. You know, that's where you'll know where to go. I mean, make peace with the fact that, okay, you know, maybe I didn't, you know, really enjoy those years and that time, you know, and have fun with whatever you're doing with that. But, you know, realize that, you know, you're not going to find what you're looking for outwardly. You want to look inside.
Right.
Yeah. And if that's, and if you need a balance to that, or that you feel you've been doing that, find, you know, we said it earlier, and Todd, you brought this up again, you know, with the conditioning, the filters, the media, you know, this new paradigm is really requiring us to move away from preconceived notions of what is, you know, right or wrong. Obviously, you know, the underage stuff, that, you know, that gets a little dicey. You know, I'll just put that out there. But how can you connect to that energy in different ways? You know, is it a class? Is it going dancing? Is it getting, you know, aerobics class? Is it a dance class?
You know, I just joined my college gym yesterday.
Excellent. Yeah, because that energy is still within you, and you know, a lot of, in the mainstream culture, it's said, oh, that's for the young. My dad still dances. He travels a lot. He has girlfriends, and he's in the 80s. He goes dancing. But it's to connect to the energy of what you're wanting to do, not the people that seem to be representing that. You know, you need to connect to that energy within yourself. I would definitely start doing some major whirling dervishes dances, even on your own, you know, just get that body moving, you know, really what connects you to that within you, and live that, and then be open to sharing that with people that are really of your same resonance and, you know, I don't want to mean maturity connection in the way of age, but, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Wisdom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. I love that. Yeah, dance. I love that you can go to the gym, dance, connect in, get in front of that mirror and just see your divine, beautiful, sexy being that you are, that life force energy that's, you know,
okay,
shimmying through you.
Well, thank you.
And then let me know. Call us back and let us know how your classes are going.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, Whitney. Take care. Yeah, that's a really good question, because how to connect in with that energy that you're feeling inside, right?
And
express that.
Well, you know, in dancing is a connective thing to do. So, you know, go ahead and, you know, like you say, go ahead and dance. You know, there's a lot of sacred dancing and, you know, do some ceremonies, you know. I mean, make your own ceremony if you like, you know. Go ahead and enjoy the, you know, whatever music brings you to that space of connection, you know. That brings your body into connection. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think you're seeing it, too, with this paradigm shift. There's a lot of, I call, myth-busting for men and women, you know, in general, what they can and cannot do. I know for me, I work with a lot of women that get at a certain age and they say, oh, I'm not going to be able to have children anymore, which isn't really true, especially in indigenous cultures. They don't think like that. You know, I remember years ago I had a manicurist who, I thought this child was her grandchild. It was her child. I didn't want to be rude or talking. She was 65, which means at 55 she had that little boy that was now 11.
Yeah.
She had five children. You know, even my parents had children, you know, later on in life. I think we need to look at those things and say, and you said it earlier, God, I love what you said, Todd, about the media. Because we seem to be, you know, somehow there's this proclamation that's put out there as this is the only way. And everybody starts marching to that, right? And viewing things from that proclamation.
Exactly.
How do you, in your experience, how do you know if you're under, let's call it a spell. How do you know if you're under that media spell? Right? How do we know if
well,
It's
more like what level are we, you know, dealing with it more than if we know if we are, because, you know, I mean, I can tell everybody, you know, wow, they're pushing this obesity thing, you know, but guess what? A lot of the numbers that they're using are, you know, for instance, I'm 6 foot tall, 212 pounds. Therefore, I'm obese by their standard, yet I have 5% body fat. Okay.
Wow.
It's a way
for
them
to... What do you feel the intention, the underlying intention is there? That's a good point. I didn't...
Yeah, it's to sell us into believing that there's something wrong with us.
This is Paulo.
Oh, Paulo, hi.
Hi. I've been listening. This has been fascinating, but I'd like to say that also, are you aware that they teach how to deal with the media for children in school in Canada? And I think that's what we need to do with our youth, is teach them how to deal with the media.
Yeah.
How to critically analyze it.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do. You know, the key is to teach, you know, teach everybody, you know, that not to listen to a lot of it. You know, I mean, it's all pointing toward what's wrong with us. And you know, there's these medicines that they have the, you know, in all the bad things, it's worse to take the medicine than the, you know, than what you're treating, you know. The list is insane, you know, and people still say, oh, I must have that wrong with me because I have this and this. No. Everybody has everything within them, so therefore you can just let that go. You don't need to, you know, you're a perfected being, which means that you have the power to let go of that. You don't need to be caught in what's wrong with you. That's the biggest media trick that there is. You know, that's what we need to let go of, is the fact that there's not something wrong with you. It's just some things will show up that you need to release. That's all.
I love that. That's powerful. When you look at how that affects
if you're hearing that message all the time, something's wrong with you. You know, something's wrong with you, or, you know, or you don't have enough, this or that. That really collectively can, you know, wear you down.
Yeah, because we don't need to fix ourselves. You know, it's not about fixing you. You know, you're perfect the way that you are. It's just a matter of, you know, letting go of those things that take us away from our true connection and what we're here to create.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, we came in here individuated aspects of the all that is, so we are meant to share or shine in our individual way, you know. So perhaps it's connecting back with that instead of looking at there's something wrong because you're not fitting into this template. That's powerful. Really good points, Todd. And I keep going back to that media. People really, really check in with how much is it affecting you. And like you said, Todd, it's not is it affecting you, but how much, you know, is it affecting? We need little check-ins on that, you know?
Yeah, and it's knowing that, you know, whether it's affecting you or not, you know, we get to choose, you know, what parts of that we like, too. I mean, you know, there might be a commercial jingle that you like, you know, go ahead and keep it. You know, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think if you're not associating that it's, you know, from this deficit, you know, that's a whole different thing to singing a little jingle. I've been singing that one, if you say that, by J-Lo with some car. I don't even know the car that's back on the market or something. I think it was gone for a while, some little car.
That little Fiat
that
you know she doesn't drive, right?
Yeah, exactly, that you know she doesn't. That might be for her dogs. I don't know. But, yeah, my walk is shining bright. Da-da. And I'm like, and I looked at the commercial, I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything. I don't even know what the concept is. But she's probably selling a lot of downloads of that on iTunes. Now, Todd, you do have an event coming up. If you touch on that, and just as we're getting ready to close here a bit, I believe you have something in the Detroit area. Is that true? Do you? Oh, okay, good. If you let us let our listeners know, because we have
like this. This weekend, actually, I'm going to be in Atlanta, so if anybody is down in that area, you know, and wants to get in touch, they can go ahead and reach me on the number on the website. But I have a quantum
round. Do you have that number? Okay. And if, I'm just going to put events, and then it's on the website?
Yeah, it's on the website. You know, you can go to the upcoming events. I've got a Quantum Wow program and a Vortex program, Universal Vortex. So a lot of great training where, you know, you can really get tools that are going to help you to really connect and train, you know, like I say, train your reality, like create the reality that you're truly here to create. So.
Perfect. And so that, for those that are listening for upcoming events with Todd Stockwell, who's been our guest for this portion of Awakenings, it's beyond1111.com, and go to the upcoming events. Let's see, I'll go to that right now. Link. And there'll be a number that you can reach to get information on the event that's coming up this weekend as well as next weekend, right? Yes.
Yeah, yep. the next three weekends. Yeah, so, yeah.
Great, Todd. Well, thanks for being on the program and sharing with us. Appreciate your insights.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor, and I appreciate sharing these moments with you.
Thank you. All right, that was Todd Stockwell. That was our Awakened guest for today. You can reach him and find out more about his event that's happening on beyond1111.com. And there's a wealth of information there as well. Yeah, I love Paula what he was saying about the media. You know,
it was really insightful.
Yeah, got to be thought of more and more that multitasker.
I was born in 1949, and that was the time. Actually, that, you know, a little bit before that, the television came in. And so I was a very small boy, and I'm sitting watching the television. Of course, my father had to have the first television. It was a machismo male thing to have it on the block. And my father was the example of that. And they brought in this television, and there was these people talking. I came in as a little boy. I saw these people talking on this box, and I turned to my mother and I said, "Who invited these people here, Mother?"
That's a good little media buster. Is if you feel too many of the outer thoughts are coming in, and you're not feeling kind of your flow self, ask, "Did you invite any perhaps unwanted?"
Exactly.
Influences in, you know, any unwanted beliefs. Our guest today was Todd Stockwell. Beyond1111.com is his website. Our Awakened guest co-host has been Paulo Dioro. Paulo, love having you on the program, sharing your insight and your belly Buddha laugh as well, finding joy and. And you can reach Paulo at paulodoromaui@gmail.com, paulodoromaui@gmail.com. Great to connect with everyone. You can any questions or comments about the program, email questions, awakenings@selfandlight.com, my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, selfandlight.com as well. But come by the blog, say hello, and come by Michelle Mache on Facebook. That's the Awakenings Radio page. We have some wonderful comments and postings there. Anything that you have that is relevant or that you want to share, please don't hesitate to post there. As always, I love connecting with all of you. And until next time, continue to share your insight and, of course, shine your light. And let's see what we have here. How about a little bit of There Is a River Flowing? And that's Paula Bonnie Ash. Another one out. Keep shining.
Safeway offers grocery delivery. Use promo code ENJOY to receive $15 off plus free delivery on your first order. You can order everything from fresh produce to baked bread to milk and eggs. All your weekly grocery shopping needs, even your pet food. It's easy, and with one-hour delivery windows, you get your groceries when it's most convenient for you. Just go to Safeway.com, click on the grocery delivery tab, or download the Safeway grocery delivery app and use promo code ENJOY at online checkout to receive $15 off plus free delivery on your first order. Safeway, it's just better.